feel very, it's very slim, isn't it? Very sleek. It's much, I don't know, it seems heavier, but it's very much finer, much slimmer kind of gun.
And Chris, here is a musket of the same period.
It's very front heavy, isn't it? I mean, to get it into a fire position, it feels quite heavy at the front, so it'd be quite a strain on your arm.
I can't quite remember these sights.
Ah, but the 1805 model, which is the one you're handling, is fitted with folding sights, so you can have two different distances to aim at.
You see this, Chris? Do you think that's for?
Nah, no idea.
Get it open. So we put the, I think the patches, wasn't it?
Absolutely correct. Yeah. Patch, of course, is a little square bit of cloth, which you can wrap around your musket ball, which allows you to load it with a very tight fit.
And that's ready to go, isn't it?
It would be, yes.
Put some powder in it. Bang. Brilliant.
Mark and his team of weapon experts have been testing their Waterloo guns to find out how deadly they were. They're firing live ammunition into materials that mimic the density and composition of human flesh, muscle and bone.
We hope that we'll be able to show the type of wounding that a flintlock musket ball can cause.